Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're running on fumes, juggling a million things, and suddenly feel like you're about to snap? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and burnout, where taking time for ourselves is often seen as weak or unproductive. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Think of your mind like a muscle. You wouldn't expect to lift weights every day without rest and recovery, right? Same goes for your mental well-being. Neglecting self-care is like pushing that muscle past its limits, leading to exhaustion, stress, and eventually, burnout. So today, we're diving into the why and how of prioritizing self-care. First up, self-care isn't one size fits all. What works for me might not work for you, and that's totally okay. It's about figuring out what recharges your batteries and makes you feel good, whether it's a hot bath, a hike in nature, reading a book, or simply taking a few minutes to breathe deeply. Secondly, it doesn't have to be grand gestures. Small acts of self-care throughout the day can make a huge difference. It could be enjoying your morning coffee mindfully, listening to your favorite song while you cook dinner, or calling a friend just to chat. Remember, even 5 minutes dedicated to yourself can shift your whole mindset. Third, saying no is crucial. You don't have to say yes to everything. Learn to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Remember, saying no to one thing often means saying yes to something that truly nourishes you. Next, be kind to yourself. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Finally, remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others. The key is to keep showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. Every little effort counts. Ever felt completely overwhelmed by everything going on in your life? Like you're just trying to keep your head above water and struggling to stay afloat? Picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and a coworker is asking you for yet another favor. Then you have to rush home to deal with errands, family responsibilities, and maybe even squeeze in some time for dinner. Suddenly your phone buzzes. It's a notification about an urgent matter that needs your attention. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, your thoughts racing, and your energy draining away. This is the all-too-common experience of neglecting self-care. It's like running on empty until you hit a wall. But let me tell you, there are ways to break this cycle. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized. You take a few moments to meditate or do some light stretching before starting your day. During your lunch break, instead of scrolling through social media, you take a walk in the park and soak up some sunshine. After work, you prioritize spending time with loved ones, engaging in hobbies that bring you joy, and getting enough sleep. Suddenly, those deadlines don't seem so daunting. Emails feel less overwhelming, and that tightness in your chest has dissipated. You're feeling calmer, more focused, and able to handle whatever life throws your way. This is the power of self-care. It allows you to navigate the challenges of life with greater resilience, clarity, and joy. So what are you waiting for? Start small, experiment with different practices, and discover what works best for you. Remember, investing in yourself is the most valuable investment you can make. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Make self-care a priority, not an afterthought, because when you prioritize your well-being, everything else in your life improves. Go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the importance of self-care. Let me know what you're doing to take care of yourself down in the comments below. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.